Patients who receive high emetic potential chemotherapy drugs will be given dexamethasone for acute nausea and dizziness. Patients receiving high emetic chemotherapy associated with delayed emesis will receive ondansetron or metoclopramide.
As the shoulder rehabilitation program progresses into phases 2 and 3, special care should be taken not to overload the rotator cuff as your patients increase the strengthening exercises.
The first steps in breast health care are self-exam and mammography. While mammography remains the primary method of early detection, diagnostic challenges can occur due to the complexity of the breast tissue.
Vitamins, sometimes referred to as micronutrients, are organic substances that are present in foods and are needed in very small amounts to enable specific metabolic reactions to occur. They generally serve as coenzyme catalysts for intracellular enzyme system reactions.
The infection can cause growths on the heart valves, the lining of the heart, or the lining of the blood vessels. These growths may be dislodged and send clots to the brain, lungs, kidneys, or spleen. Symptoms of endocarditis may develop slowly, subacute, or suddenly acute.
Hypertension and hyperpotassemia that were accompanied by normal plasma aldosterone and low renin levels and were responsive to chlorothiazide administration were found in a 29-year-old patient and 2 decades later in his 21-year-old son. The renin aldosterone system was proved intact by physiological and pharmacologic stress and angiotensin II infusion.
It can be done in a hospital or in the office of a radiologist. A speculum is inserted into the vagina, and the cervix is grasped with a tenaculum.
For millions of Americans, living longer also means serious chronic illness and a protracted physical decline that can require an immense amount of care, often for years and sometimes even decades. And with families more dispersed than ever and an overburdened healthcare system, many experts fear that we are on the threshold of a major crisis in care.